Okay. Okay, so those are some of the halachas of Yeshiva Sukkah over here. So Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, the person, all 7 days, in Lashon Gemara, for us it's 8 days, the person who makes Sukkah Sekva in Beis HaRoi, which means he should be Oichel, Shoyse, Yashin, Matayel, the Dorba Sukkah. So Oichel B'Shoyse is pretty clear. Yashin is also pretty clear. Matayel means that he spends his free time. A person could be something with some type of entertaining or spending free time, the makom to do it is in the sukkah. But since Chazal said you have to make the sukkah kva, so the start of that halacha is from a pasuk. The Mor makes a drush on the second parak in sukkah that Teshu came to Duru. You're supposed to dwell in the sukkah the same way you dwell in your house. The Ritva over there, actually, that's a more Daf Chav Ches. The Ritva, Daf Chav Vav, says the source of that is not from the pasuk of Sukkot Teshu, from the word which we darshan Teshu came to Duru. You have to sit in the sukkah like you dwell in your house. He says, Adarabba, from the fact that the Torah uses the word Teshu and not to Duru, would be a raya that you're not supposed to do it, if anything. Actually, we'd like the opposite, the Ritva says. The Ritva says an interesting thing. Either he says there's an extra word, extra drasha from the word ha'ezroch, to tell me this halacha, or he says that it's from the kavonas ha'mitzvah. That's interesting. He's like almost darshing time at a kroah. He says kavonas ha'mitzvah is that you should, pasuk says you should spend sukkah teshu shivas yamim, so it means 7 days you should be basically dwelling in the sukkah. That's why they're not ketaduru. Not clear exactly what his drasha is, because I'll say there's a drasha, it's a morning daf ches. Teshu Kentaduru, that you spend the 7 days in the sukkah like you would dwell in your house. Since that's true, just like in your house, you use your house for achilas kva, but achilas aroy, your person would take a snack and eat a snack outside of his house. So also for the sukkah, mikra din, a person is allowed to take a snack outside of the sukkah. A person only has to eat in the sukkah for achilas kva, not for achilas aroy. Person wants to take a drink of water, so a person can take a drink of water outside of the sukkah. There is brought down Lashon the Shulchan Aruch is a person who's machmer latzmai, and he doesn't drink even wine, even water, outside of the sukkah, is raising meshubach. That's a mila. So the mashal, let's say a person sitting in Beis Medrash and he's learning and he feels that taking a drink of water will be beneficial for his learning, so it's a chumad adasalei kula, but he's supposed to be machmer not drinking outside of the sukkah, you know. Be makra on learning shtark, you know, and take a drink outside of the sukkah. But mikra din, mime is mutter outside of the sukkah. The exception to that is the sharetzion as a suffix. If you're in the middle of a meal, so you go inside the house to get something, so you're allowed to drink outside of the sukkah, you're thirsty, you chop a drink of water inside of the sukkah, outside of the sukkah. So there the sharetzion is masufik, since you're in the middle of the meal. So now this drinking is part of your meal, so it could be it's mechiv to be in the sukkah since it's part of the meal already. So even though a person would be allowed to take a drink of water outside of the sukkah, but not when it's part of the meal. That is that's a sad chumrah that the Shahar Tzion has. Paris, a person can eat as many paris as he wants outside of the sukkah, even if he makes a meal out of paris. A person sits down and he's making a breakfast out of apples, that's not a problem.
Can I have a quick question about the Shahar Tzion? The more being the case, not in Sukkah, but Stam, that in the Pesachim, if you have a Sukkah kvua, you eat, and then you go outside. For Shemir Makom, that's what they speak about. And then coming back. So you can see also that people were used to just, you eat here, and you snack a little bit outside, and you come back here. So just bringing outside is still a snack, even if it's part of your Sukkah.
I hear, but I don't remember the more in Pesachim, so I can't answer intelligently. So peiros are mutter outside of the sukkah, even a large amount. The basar v'dogim, yeah. Yeah, it's kavu charmer. Yeah. And this is not talking about a person who's traveling. We're talking about a person who's traveling. It's different, you know, but a person's thumb. Okay. Foods which a person would use for a meal, like basar, dogim, gvino, and a person didn't not washing, he's just saying, oh, he's going to have some fish or some cheese, take a few pieces of cheese or something like that. So a person would make a meal out of it. That already Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmer. but if it's not a kviyas at all, that's okay. Then you're allowed to eat outside of the sukkah. So a person, so the definition over here of kviyas means that's not only in the mouth that you're eating. It's talking about this would be, you know, you say, well, I don't have time for breakfast right now. Let's chaper. I'll sit down and I'll chaper three pieces of cheese, or four pieces of cheese. That'll be my breakfast. So that's right. He's making a meal out of his cheese that you should do in the sukkah.
No bracha.
We'll get to bracha. When it comes to, we're working up to pass eventually. It comes to mezarnas. So there's two types of mezarnas, and this is when we learn halachas brachas. Halachas said after sukkahs, so we'll get into this world. There's something called pasav b'kistan, and something called tavshal ha'asim mechamesh zaminim. Tavshal ha'asim mechamesh zaminim is the mezarnas which is not made. It's not made in the form of pas. It's not baked. Or if it's baked, it doesn't have tzura of pas on it. It goes into that as noodles, oatmeal, farina, all type of things like that. A person would have a lashon kugel, so that goes into that goes into the world of tavshal osim mechameshes aminim. So there, by tavshal osim mechameshes aminim, so you're making mezonos. You're starting to have, you know, big, you know, it's cold out. You say, great, let's have a big bowl of oatmeal for cholamoid for your breakfast. So Mishnah says the shear is not totally in an amount. It's totally in what a person would make a meal out of. Again, I'm not talking about the specific amount. A person would make a meal out of this thing. So that's called a keva, and you should eat it in the sukkah. Chamesh is if it's a possible bekisnin. So that's your cakes, your crackers, those type of things. So then the shear, we're knowing the shear the same as pas. So let's talk about pas, and we'll go back to pas above a kissin for a second. So what is the shear for pas? So the shear for pas, for a person to be chayv to eat in a sukkah, a person has to eat more than a kebeya's worth of bread to be chayv in a sukkah. So a person wants to sit down and he wants to eat more than a kebeya's worth of bread, he has to eat in the sukkah. How much is a kebeya? So the rule of thumb I have for my rebbeim is if you picture a 2-pound loaf of rye bread, you know, the regular get from the bakery, you take a slice from the middle of the loaf, that's a kebeya. One slice is a kebeya. So a person would be eating probably it's even more than a kebeya. So a person would be eating that already, or definitely if he eats more than that, eating more than one slice, so he's chayiv in eating in the sukkah with a bracha.
Has anything to do with the weight?
What?
Has anything to do with the weight?
Has to do with value. Okay. Right, except for value goes with weight. But
for instance, if the slice is actually a little bit
more than a kebeya. It's room to say it's larger than a kebeya.
What would be in
between a kebeya and a kebeya? Well, I don't have an exact amount in your volume, exactly what it is, but that's what's makabel from both Rav Shalom Shapiro and Rav Baruch Hirsch, both of them, you know, independently gave me the same amount.
And they both said it's slightly more.
They both said it's a kebeya. I asked Rav Shalom, my rabbi is Rav Shalom Shapiro. I asked Rav Shalom in regards to Alas Yisodayim, because you only say Alas Yisodayim if you eat a kebeya, the chachila. So I saw him one time at breakfast, he was washing, he ate one slice of bread, and he made silence, he was dying. So I said, is that a kebeya? Yeah, that's a kebeya. That's how I found out that's what he holds as a kebeya. Okay. So a person eats a kebeya is worth more than a kebeya is worth of bread in the sukkah, so he has to eat it in the sukkah. He has an issur to eat it outside of the sukkah, and he says aleishev. So that's even without, that's called, that gets a din of kviyas. That's called kviyas. Bread already is considered a kviyas. Pasav b'kistan. So it's a little more difficult. So our minhag is to follow the same din. A person's going to take a few pieces, slices of cake, equivalent to that amount of bread, one slice worth of bread. He would eat that amount of cake, that volume of cake. He's mechayv to eat in a sukkah. And you make a leishev. The problem is that it's not so clear. There is a machloikis. Mishnah Berurah says there's a machloikis. So some say that pasul bekistin is not chayiv in the shir v'kabeh. You'd have to have a real kvias. A real kvias would mean a full meal's worth. A person would sit down and have a full meal's worth of, you know, he's making breakfast on cake, you know, so he has a few slices of cake, etc. You might have to get involved in washing for that anyway.
That sounds kabbalah to make a meal, or that sounds like gimor dalabeh?
No, instead of whatever we consider to be, for you, that would be kvias of a meal. Not you're hopping a snack, you know, because you want to sit down, you know, you can eat breakfast. Breakfast was a few slices of cake. So that's Elder Tzad. So therefore, the Shabbos says, our minig is to make a bracha even on a kebeid, but since it's a machlaikis, the etza is that a person should spend time in the sukkah besides. So, and we'll see that. There's a sheet that was told you can make the bracha just being in the sukkah, you make a bracha. So I'm there in the sukkah, so if I just run in, eat my bread, eat my cake and leave, so that then I wouldn't, that be machloikis still. If I go in and I eat the cake and I stay there for a little bit and I, you know, learn or I schmooze, whatever it is, so the bracha, Mishabrosi should have kavana for the yeshiva in the sukkah also. Okay, that's in your foods. In regards to drinks,
that's still one bilik b'lama, because you said it's still only part of some people who hold it being there.
Right. So, okay, we'll see. We pass on that in a very interesting way. Okay, when it comes to drinks, so the Mishnah Berurah says yayin derech keva. If a person would sit down and make a kviyas, if he's having, you know, you're having a wine party, right? Or he says like a beer party, right? You know. Guys get together and sit down and spend some time together having some. So that is a machlokes. So you should be machmir, don't do it in a sukkah. On the other hand, you should not make a bracha on it alone. In other words, you should definitely do it in a sukkah, but you not make a bracha on it alone. We'll see in regards to Havdalah and Kiddush how it plays out a little bit. Coffee and tea. So even like the sheet would hold the wine, etc., is chayiv. It could be coffee and tea, is possibly not. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out, if he's planning to mamash make a kviyas, you know, get together, two guys getting together, and then they're having, you know, sit together and have some coffee and shmooze, etc. So you should, it's going to be a machloikis, and for the best eitz in that situation is make sure you eat some mezonos or something like that, and get make the bracha on the mezonos. Mishnah Berurah in general says there are many places where you have a sofik. The best eitz always is to eat some mezonos to make a bracha. So it's not a low caloric yom tiv. Unless when I was in Skvir, so somebody pointed out to me that in the Rebbe's house, so the bedroom is a sukkah, and the dining room is a sukkah, and a few other rooms are also sukkahs. You know, see, wherever he is, they can just open up the sukkah. We have a suffix each time he transfers, so the gabbai makes him broch and he's mozi him. So the gabbai has to keep eating the pieces of cake, you know, not the Rebbe. So if you have that etza, you know, that's fine. You always have somebody, your gabbai, to make a broch for you. Now, we said the shear of pas is a kebeya, but the one exception to that is the first night. The first night, there was the logic behind this is because it's a din of dira. You have to be kebeya yourself for a dira. So normal meals, because all defined as a meal, normally the definition of a meal is always more than a kebeya. That's why the mashal, if a person davens shacharis and he wants to wash before musaf, he can wash before musaf, but he can't eat it more than a kebeya. Person, this is the gay of the gabi mitzvahs, so in that situation, you can't eat more than a kebeya before tkiyas shofar, right?
It's very little amount, the way you're saying.
Right, it's not a large amount. There is one eitz that you can do, which, you know, since it's volume and not weight. It's a very different yeshiva shabbat. You can crush that, right? So you want to get more cake in, you just smush the cake and you can eat more cake, you know, because it's totally in volume, not in weight, unless you're a sorority. You follow the Ravadia.
Then it's more anyway.
Now, but that's all of sukkahs. Chazal learn out, besides that, there's a drasha, it says, Chamisha Aser by the night of Pesach, Chamisha Aser by the night of Sukkahs. All of Sukkahs, you're not mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah. If you eat someone's chayim, you have to eat in the Sukkah. You have a chiyev, let's say a person would fast a tanis chaloyim on Yom Tov. Right, so he fasts on Tanis Holoim, you know, you don't fast on Yom Tov. Normally, with Tanis Holoim, a person can fast on Yom Tov if it really bothers him. He can fast me for a din. So he's not mechayiv to eat in the sukkah. He's not eating, he's not mechayiv to eat in the sukkah. The first night you have a mitzvah, you must, it's like we learn out Kamisha also, Gzeir Shavu from the night of Pesach. First night of Pesach, you must eat matzah. The rest of Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. You know, if you want to eat matzah, if you want to eat something, you better eat matzah, don't eat chametz. There's no mitzvah, you must eat matzah. So sukkah is also the same thing. So the first night you must eat. So we learn out from Pesach, so there's a machloikis in halacha, whether the shear is now a kazayas, because you're learning out from Pesach, Pesach the shear is a kazayas. So by the first night of sukkahs, also the shear is a kazayas. Or possibly, it's like a domino, the shear of the first night also was a kebeh avoid. And that'll play out in nafkaminas, but there are some nafkaminas in halacha, because of the shear is a kazayas, possibly a kazayas. The first night, because that is so, there are many places that would say a person should be careful. The same way by Pesach, your machmer, to make sure you eat it today, chilas pras. Get your kazayas of matzah in today, chilas pras. You should get your kazayas of bread, hamoitzi, in today, chilas pras. And some persons say you shouldn't count the raisins. You know, if you have raisin challah, you don't count the raisins. You know, it should be a kazayas of pas, today, chilas pras. You will find out that it's much easier to eat a kazayas of pas. Pedechilus pras, and it is eat a kazayas of matzah. Pedechilus pras. I want you to know that. We do not learn out from Pesach, you have to do haseva. But you have to do sitnasa. Okay. What do we do with havdalah? So, people have a minute to do havdalah in the shul, the parish halacha, they do not have to say it in the sukkah. Because, it's like your house. The same way you don't make havdalah at home, you make havdalah in the shul, so you can make havdalah in the shul, and sukkahs also. There's no reason the bedafka. To not say, if your minhag is to have dal in the shul, you get to have dal in the shul. You can have dal in the shul. Sharat Sin over there, not a problem. However, a person usually says have dal at home, so then he should say it in the sukkah. You do not make a lay shave on the havdalah, because we said the yayin. It's yayin. Derech keva of a meal would be chayiv. There's not even derech keva of a meal. You're saying one bracha, and that's it. It's not even derech keva of a meal. The question comes up, let's say a person is making havdalah, and right away he wants to eat him lava milk. So, should you say the leishev on the yayin, and then wash, or should you say on the moitzi? You should say it on the moitzi, not on the yayin, because the yayin is separate. There's two separate things. Where the question comes up, a similar question, is kiddush. So Friday night, by Yom Tov night, you make the bracha of leishev as part of the kiddush. Shabbos by day. So that's machloikis in halacha. Do you say the leishev on the yayin? Because you can't start eating until you say the yayin. So therefore, that's like the beginning of the meal. Or you say it on the moitzi. And either way, Mishabur comes out with no achra. The ovid kamar ovid, the ovid kamar ovid, whatever you do is fine. However, the only exception is, if that's if you tell me you plan to wash right away, if you plan to eat mezonos right away, you make kiddush and you eat mezonos, so then you should make the bracha on the yayin. The leishev on the yayin. And the truth is night, Yom Tov Dibon is also Dibon. I don't know why. In other words, when they were kaveh, it's like this, they were kaveh like that. We look at the din of the bracha of the yayin by day is different than the din of bracha by night. Now, by night, there's other cheshbonos in the leishev, which we'll see. Now, there's one other thing in the kiddush of the nighttime. There's machlokes in the Rambam and the Rosh. What you do with kiddush? So let's say you normally sit for kiddush. You're a litvusher, right? You normally sit for kiddush, right? But the Rambam says that you want to make a bracha of leishev, so you should be avalasi yase. So the Rambam says you should stand, make the bracha of leishev, and then sit down. That's why you're doing the mitzvah after you've made the bracha. The Rosh argues. The Rosh says the word teish, leishev, or sukkah's teish, shivasim, doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah, it means to dwell in the sukkah. Right? So if you want to go with the argument of the Rambam, so the correct order should be, you should stand outside of the sukkah, make the bracha of leishev, and then run into the sukkah. But that we don't do. So there's no. You're in the sukkah anyway, right? So just chazal or kaveya, that we only make the bracha b'shas achil. So Chazal said, this is called Shas Achila. So once you make the bracha of Yayin, you're ready to eat. So now it's Shas Achila. So there's nothing being ma'ak of you from sitting beforehand. Okay.
The Rambam just said that you make a leshiv on sitting, didn't he? The Rosh said you make a bracha on going in the Kuda.
So the Rambam says you make a bracha of leshiv on sitting, so he tells you have to stand until you make the bracha and then sit down.
Okay. So going to the Rambam, you don't have to go outside. It's only if you want to be Yosef from the Rambam and the Rosh. Right.
Right. I understand. I'm saying that the Rosh says that there's no mitzvah of sitting. Right. He's saying so if you be choshev for the sheet of the Rambam that you have to take beforehand, so you be running outside of the sukkah. He says there's it's not chazar kaveya. Only to say the bracha b'shas achila. Now this has nafkaminus. In other words, Tosis points out the Tosis and brachas actually in the first parak. The Tosis over there talking about the mitzvah of birchas haTorah. Tachan Dvarim, he talks about hefsek and birchas haTorah. He talks about hefsek and sukkah, and he says chazar only kaveya to say the bracha b'shas achila. Even though Mikra Din, there are other mitzvahs, sleeping in the sukkah is a mitzvah. Because our kavei to make the brachas of Ben Otam, only b'shas achila. So just being in the sukkah alone, the Ben Otam says, you don't make, because our kavei to make a bracha. The exception is, and we pass it like this, let's say a person is fasting, the scenario which we said before, he's fasting. He can't eat. Then Chazal said, we go back to the Mikra Pesach, Mikra Din, the mitzvah of the Torah is something with eating. It's being in the sukkah. Because our kaveya to make it a b'shas achila if you're planning to eat. But if you can't eat because a person is fasting, so then you would make a bracha, leishev, nothing to, without achila alone, just being in the sukkah, you make a bracha. So that's very negeya. It's negeya in a scenario of, let's say, a person wants to learn before davening, before shacharis. So he wants to get up early, you know, chapra in the midst of sitting in the sukkah. Shabbat, you know, Yom Tov morning before he goes to davening, chaperayin a cup of coffee, and a little bit of Yishmak Chassidus Sefer in the sukkah, you know, tell them Nusa. So according to the Gra, and we have a Mishmur passing at the Gra, it's a steer right there, right? According to the Gra, you make a bracha leishev just being in the sukkah without any achila, because being in the sukkah you make a bracha leishev, and that's how we pass Mishmur passing like that. So there are scenarios where you can make a bracha leishev nothing to do with achila at all. The other example, Rosh Hashanah has a psak on this. Rosh Hashanah says a person's going to sleep. He already ate his meal. He's not holding by eating again. He ate his meal. He's ready to go to sleep. He went out tomorrow. He came back. Ready to go to bed. So he makes a bracha leishev on being in the sukkah. Nothing to do with achila. I mean, obviously, if a person wants a good excuse to chop another piece of mezonos before he goes to bed, that's a good excuse. But a person not, sometimes a person just says, you know, he just doesn't want to do that. He can make a bracha leishev on shina alone. Okay, so that is.
What about the Avraham Yosef? Doesn't it make it Avraham Yosef?
You know, so, they weren't chayav to say outside because even the movement from outside into pashas is a hefsek. So it's like they weren't kaveya like that. Now let's go back to Laila Rishon. So the first night, so we said there's a chiyuv to eat in a sukkah, and the chiyuv is the shear is either kazayas possibly or a kaveya. You should be careful to eat it with echlis pras. You should have come to the yotz of the mitzvah. You have a chiyuv to eat in a sukkah. You have a chiyuv to be yotz of the mitzvah. You did.
How long? How long
is called yeshiva there for yeshiva? I don't know, 10-15 minutes. 15 minutes. Okay. So you want to do the you want to have kavanah to be yotz of the mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah deraisa. A person has a chiyuv to have kavanah to be yotz. We pass a mitzvah to his kavanah. A person should have kavanah. "Quote unquote l'shem mitzvah." Whenever we say mitzvah tichas kavana, the ikra kavana, you have to have your, to be yotz the halacha of mitzvah tichas kavana in siman samach. So our chashulchan says, if you think two words, l'shem mitzvah, that's all you have to think. No, l'shem yicha kichi brichi, none of that. Just l'shem mitzvah. Two words. That's all you have to think. L'shem mitzvah, you're yotz the halacha of having kavana to be yotz mitzvah tichas kavana. Milvad that there's a din of mitzvah tichas kavana. Here is one of the three places where the Torah wrote the word leman. Sit in the sukkah, leman yedud arisechem, in order that your generation should know. So over here, so the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, the Brahma of the first siman, says a person sit in the sukkah, and remember that Baruch Hashem did us the chesed, that he gave us sukkahs to sit in, means he took care of our shelter, he gave us a shelter, wherever the shelter was, the Nonei Kovet, or the sukkah's mamish, when he took it out of Mitzrayim. So we hear that the Torah says, sit in the sukkah in order that you should know that that's what Kosh Baruch Hu did for you. L'man yedud arisechem kibbutz sukkahs v'shaftis b'nei zomit yivim v'meiretz. It's right. So you have to have kavanah for that also. Is that ma'akev? So Mishabur Pasan is not ma'akev. So a person, as long as he thinks the Shem Mitzvah, he's good. However, the Aruch Lanier has a sefer called Bikur Yaakov on Hilchus Sukkah, and he passes that it's Ma'akev. So a person would sit in a sukkah and not be aware that Bershom, think about the fact that Bershom gave a sukkah to dwell in when he took it out of Mitzvah. According to the Bikur Yaakov, you would not be Yotz of the Mitzvah. He learns that the Bach holds like that also. So you're dealing with, you know, definitely a person should be careful like that. So if you put up on your wall some type of a poster which says the man yidur seichem, you know, something like that, remind you to think about that. Just want to point this out that the two other places where the Torah says the word leman, I mentioned this in the halacha shir, is by tefillin or by tzitzis. Torah says by tzitzis leman tizkru by shizem is called mitzvisoy, and by tefillin says leman tia Torah says b'ficha. So over there also you have the same halacha as the Mishabura and the Bikur Yaakov. According to the Mishabura, Yotze B'diyavid, as long as you have the Kohen L'Shem Mitzvah. And according to the Bikur Yaakov, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. A person will put on sitzes and not think, Laman Tishkov Vashem is called Mitzvah. So he will not be Yotze the Mitzvah. Sitzes, according to the Bikur Yaakov. A person will put on tefillin and not have Kavon Laman Tia Tershah B'Ficha, he will not be Yotze the Mitzvah tefillin. What does Tershah B'Ficha mean? So I pointed out, Tershah B'Ficha, Chazal Darshan, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's referring to the parshiyos of the tefillin. So you should be aware of what the parshas of the tefillin say, and that's why you have the hinini mechav, and you say before you put on tefillin. So it starts off with a shem yichud, goes about two lines, and there's a dot. Says hinini mechav. Hinini mechav is a shulchan aruch. Shem yichud kuchibrichu is a whatever, a kabbalistic incantation, right? But from the dot over there, hinini mechav is a halacha. It's not a kabbalistic thing. It's a halacha. Hinim Mechavein, according to the Shulchan Aruch, says a person should put on tefillin. He should think that tefillin could have the yichud and atos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They remind us of the nisim niflos, the nisim of Mitzrayim. Reminds us of the zichron of the zorah netuya, and it's meshabed our hearts and the kneged the moyach to meshabed the shama shemoichim. All of that is halacha, and that's the pasuk leman tiras tarshish b'ficha. That's the pasuk, the parshiyus of tefillin. So that is a parenthetical issue. No, whatever sukkah means over there, it means Roshim gave us shelter. Roshim gave us shelter, according to Mechosin Rekivin Rebbe Eliezer. It doesn't mean shelter, it means physical shelter, it means the spiritual protection, but it's still protection. I mean, they were protected from all of the physical elements with that. Okay, let's go back to the mitzvah of Lila Rishonah. So now, Lila Rishonah, you have to wait till Tzvadei Lila, like Pesach. You can't start early. And you have to shani also, a person have the same issue, you can't start early. Because there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, you must eat in the sukkah, so we have the same way Pesach time, you're not supposed to eat anything Erev Pesach to diminish your appetite. You want to eat, do the mitzvah at the oven. So the night sukkah is also from 9 hours and above. A person should not be eating, being convey himself to eat something, the hemini dogan, etc., because he should eat the oven. Now, we're going to learn, there's a law called Mitztayer.
Is it something by
Shavuos
also?
What?
Is it by Shavuos also? That you have to wait, that you can't eat?
That's a different reason. That's yes. If you want to do the math, the first time I said Pesach, you have to wait till the Zman. Shavuos, you have to wait till the Zman. And the first two nights of Sukkot, you have to wait till the Zman. And Shemini Atzeres, you have to wait because you have a selfie. He of Sukkot or not. So only time you ought to really make, you know, early is the last 2 days of Pesach. That's the bottom line. But everyone is for a different reason. So, there's a Ptur called Mitztayer by Sukkot. We'll talk about that Ptur. But it doesn't apply to the first night. Because we learn out from the Gzeres Shavu that you have a Chiyuv to eat in a Sukkot. Nothing to do with the Sukkot, no Ptur Mitztayer. Ptur Mitztayer is part of the Halachos of Teshuvah Ketaduru. So the concept of Sukkot Teshuvah Shivas Yomim has a Ptur Mitztayer. You have to live it, you dwell in the Sukkot the way you would dwell in your house. Well, if it's pretty uncomfortable in your house, you would move somewhere else. So you can go also the same thing. So the Ptur Mitztayer. It doesn't apply to Tesvav. If you hold the shear as a kazayas. If you hold the shear as a kebeya, you're saying you learn out it's a chiyev, but the chiyev goes with the same rules of sukkahs. So there's a Ptur Mitztayer. So it's machloikas whether shear is a kazayas or kebeya, also makes an achmina, is there a Ptur Mitztayer or not? So let's say it's raining the first night. So what do you do? Well, according to one shita, the shear is a kazayas, and there's no Ptur Mitztayer. Go to the sukkah, make your kiddush, make a moitzi, make a brichas leishev, and sit in the sukkah. According to the Shita, which holds that there is a, the Shira is a Kebeya, there's a Pter Mitzdair, you can't say a Leishev now, it's a Brocha Levatola. And you're not Yotzei Mitzvah, because it's raining. So now you're Mechloi, because what to do? So what should you do? So we say like this. Since you have a Suffolk, how to be Yotzei Mitzvah the Rise, so you should wait till it stops raining. Because you want to make no vada that you're Yotzei Mitzvah. So you want to do the Mitzvah in the proper way, you should wait till it stops raining to be able to do it this way. Look, like both Shitas, you'll be Yotzei Mitzvah.
Should you be in battle because you don't know how to do it?
Okay. So, Sharzian says, so how long should you wait? So he says he should wait an hour or two, unless the person is Mistar Barov, so if he's already started, already hungry, now you have a problem, you have a Simchas Yomtiv, you shouldn't be Mistar like that, or a person is very tired. Or, and this is, you know, you have a niyam with you. So he says you have a niyam, you have a shalom of the rice, so you have a chiv to feed that niyam right away, because a niyam kaimi, you have an issur of not feeding the niyam right away. So you shouldn't wait, because you have the niyam right there. So what do you do in a situation where you're not going to wait? Or, let's say alternatively, you know, the weatherman said it's going to be raining for the whole night, you know, and you look out, you know, and the way it's been going, it's going to rain for the whole night, you know. Chances are very good it's going to be raining for the whole night. It's not like on and off, it's stopping and starting, it's going rain. So now what do you do? So according to one sheet, again, you're b'chuyiv in the sukkah, even though, right, you should eat a kazayis in the sukkah, whether it's raining or not. According to the shear, that the sheet of the shear is a kebeya, there's a pter mitzdair. So eating a kebeya right now is a waste of time, in the middle of the rain, because according to one sheet, you only need a kazayis, another sheet, you need a kebeya, but you're not chayiv in the sukkah anyway, because it's raining. So in that situation, you go to the sukkah, you make kiddush in the sukkah, and you eat a kazayis. You do not say a bracha of leishev. Then you go back into the house and you finish up the meal in the house. Now let's say you're in the middle of the house, and also Baruch Hashem, the rain stopped. Baruch Hashem, you're in the middle of the meal, the rain stopped, so what do you do with the situation? So, according to one shita, sukkah, I ate a kazayis in the sukkah, it was yotze. No p'tur of raining, no problem. According to other shita, you only had a kazayas. It was raining, so you were potter. So you didn't do the mitzvah, the rice, so you had to eat in the sukkah. So you have a chiv to go eat in the sukkah. So even if you benched already, Mishnah Berurah said, even if you benched already, you have a chiv to go out into the sukkah. This time you must eat a kebeya. Because the monoshach, you ate a shiro kazayas, you ate already. So what do you, it's not a waste of time to eat another kazayas. So now you, so if you're conscious that maybe it's going to stop raining at some point in time, leave room for a kebeya's worth of bread, which you're going to have to go out into the sukkah. You'll make a bracha leishev in the sukkah, and you'll eat a kebeya's worth. That's what you have to do for the first night.
Can you
be Pass. No, he would hold me good, and you can make a bracha, but since it's a sophic, it's mechloikas, you can't make a bracha.
So if you don't make a bracha, the woman has to go back in.
You go back in and stop raining, so the monoshach, even if you're yotze the mitzvah, you're eating in the sukkah, you have to make a bracha. If I ate in the sukkah and I let into the house, I came back an hour later, I ate in the sukkah, I have to make a new bracha. Right?
You don't have to?
But?
You don't have to make a new bracha?
I mean, you have to make a new bracha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, depending on the situation, if you benched already, you better make a normal thing. Right?
In the middle of the meal, you go out?
Yes. In other words, this is different than the rest of the sukkahs. Well, that's the mistar that you don't have that. For the first night, you go back out. The Mishnah Berurah says if you went to bed already, so you're not mechuyav to go out to the sukkah. You know, went to bed and somebody says, you know, you're in bed already. It's too late. Finally, look, I have to lie down. You're exhausted. Busy day or Yom Tov. You're lying down in bed. He says, the rain stopped. You're potter from going to the sukkah, Mishnah Berurah says. However, he brings in the chayotim that you should go to the sukkah anyway. What's the argument why you're potter? Because within the Torah, Mamonosha, according to one sheet, you're yotzer. According to another sheet, you're mechuyav to eat like you would normally do in a sukkah. The regular dinner of sukkah. One of the lachos of sukkah is part of the term mitzdayer is that you're not mechuyav the matriach. Once you're ready, in bed, it stops raining, you're going to go outside. It's a water shop, you're potter. Like once you do yards, another you're potter. The Maisi says, you have a deal with Sabbath Darai, so you should go out.
And then after
Chatzos,
it didn't stop,
no, it doesn't make a difference. Okay.
But you should make a bracha.
You make a bracha.
It's the suffix.
Yeah,
no,
why? Once you walk into the sukkah, you're mechayiv in the sukkah. You start eating in the sukkah, you're mechayiv in the sukkah. Cool,
yeah. But it could be you were going to star.
No, yeah. So that's
had you over there. So
the beer, that famous Chazal said, "Potter b'davar v'sev nikra hedyed," is said in Hilchos Sukkah. That's where it's said. And we'll get to the halachos of mitzdar. Depends what the situation is. If a person is mitzdar, it's raining. He says, "I'm going to sit in the sukkah anyway." You know. It's, you know, listen, to be considered the hedyed of Chazal is not bad, you know. Chazal's hedyed was pretty choshev. So I'm going to go be the Chazal's hedyed and I'm going to sit in the sukkah. Right? And it's pouring rain on top of my head, and you know, I'm going to sit in the sukkah. Don't you dare make a bracha. Right? However, there's a term mitzdayer of tircha. So there the bir lochon comes out. That's only your mechuyev. Once you're there, if you don't feel any pain, once you're there already, so now call the hedyed to do it, and your taka can make a bracha. Yeah, we're going to get to. I still want to get to mitzvah independently. I just want to finish the law. Now, the second night, so we know the second night as if it's the first night. So, but the mice is only drabbanan. So over there, you say kiddush in your house. If it's raining, and again, the situation you're not going to be waiting. So, chakil, you should wait the second night. Also possible. But then already you can't say you're so starving. You've had two sudas. This year it's Shabbos. You already had two sudas already. Don't tell me you're starving. You know, you can wait a little bit. You know, even though you probably can wait a little bit this time. So then you should wait if you could, if necessary. But in that situation, you would make the kiddush. And this, if it is raining, you make kiddush in the house. You eat the meal in the house. At the end of the meal, you go out to the sukkah and you eat a kazayis in the sukkah. He does paskin, even on the second night. If he did that, and then it stopped raining, he mechuyev again to go out to the sukkah, mirabon, and mechuyev to go out to the sukkah, and need a kebeya in the sukkah. More than a kebeya in the sukkah. That's the lochos of the first night. Let's talk about the lochos of mitzdayer, because everybody's getting all excited about the lochos of mitzdayer.
The first night, once he's going out, it's for the sukkah, and we can know if the meal is not raining, because if we go out now, he's going to eat his kebeya. So should he bring out his main course, his dessert, whatever it is?
You know, let's go back to the mitzvah. So Chazal came along and said a fascinating din. The mitzvah is put in a sukkah. So again, the Ritva says, where does this come from? You don't find anywhere by any other mitzvah because you're mitzvah. You got to, you know, sukkah gives me a headache. You know, don't give me a headache. So put in tefillin. No, you know, right? No such din anywhere else. So it's the loch of teshu ketaduru. The law says the same way in your house, you would sit in a house and use your house in a certain way. If it bothered you, you would move somewhere. So the sukkah functions the same way as a house. So then this is only a type of tzar which the sukkah is generating it. The tzar which is, you know, the guy's got a headache, nothing to do with the sukkah at all. So say, well, I'm a tzar, so I'm part of the sukkah. That's not true. Clearly, is potter. If a person has a charli which, you know, is exacerbated by the sukkah, so he's potter from the sukkah. Mitzdayer has to be something which people generally bothers. It has to be a normal thing for people to bother. Bothers people. Normal thing to bother people, not people to bother. Right? It's normal thing to bother people. That people are bothered by this. You know, a person says, you know, I'm very, you know, this, you know, this thing bothers me. You know, you can't make up your own thing. It has to be something which is normal. And at the same time, Chazal did give a pretty fairly broad definition. It could be wind; it's very windy, bothers you. It could be a smell which bothers you. It could be buzz which bother you. There's a lot of. I one time made a comment to a guy from Miami. I said, Mustami, it's gavaldik. You no problem sleeping in the sukkah. He says, no, there's mosquitoes all over the place. So you put the ultimate star from the mosquitoes. Cold. A person meets star from the cold, so that's a zipter from sukkah. Now that's important for us people who don't live in Miami. So, sukkahs by night sometimes can be fairly cold. So So you're making bracha leishave, could be you're not allowed to make a leishave. So if you're warm and all by wearing clothing, so then you're not mitzdaris, so then you can make a bracha. But if you're talking, I mean, you're saying, you're going to be very frum, and all that your feet are freezing, and you're pushing your legs, but you know, and you can't get warm, but you know, you got to sit in the sukkah. So tzuchum rosh in the cool. If you make a bracha leishave, it's a bracha batola. So a person should make careful that he sits in the sukkah, makes a bracha. He should not be a mitzdar.
If you have like 5 blankets on.
Yeah, if you're warm, you're warm. Now, we will see that there's.
How chilly is. If through a moment being the doer, I mean, most people turn on the heat in their house if it's chilly enough.
But again, if I have right now, I have a way to keep warm. I guess you know we're spoiled. You know, the old days they didn't turn on the heat; they put on another sweater. Now there's another term in Steyr. Regards to the food. Even though I would, you know, I'm warm, but I don't enjoy freezing cold soup. So if I'm actually eating soup, and the soup is cold, then I would like to have my meal, so that's a term it's dire. And I'm going to eat my suda in the meal, and my suda in the sukkah, if it's not going to come out the way I like it, because everything is getting too cold. So there's two issues. One of the issues is mitzdar mitzad the person, and that you can solve the problem, so you're by wearing enough clothing, you want to sleep in the sukkah. As long as you're warm, you can, you know, you can mitzvah sleep in the sukkah. There's another din of mitzdayer. If the rain's coming in, so it might bother you. It doesn't bother you, but it does. You know, but you don't enjoy your challah getting all soggy. So if you have a meal like that in the house, and be a drip coming in, even though it wouldn't bother you too much personally, if you don't like it for your food, it doesn't bother your physical person. So you'd move to a different room. So you're allowed to move to a different room. So that's what you find. There's a shear of rain coming in. They give this shear of a very minimal shear. It's talking about a case where you're actually eating such a food. The shear they give is you have a type of a pea soup, which the pulsar grisin, which even a little bit of water makes it not good anymore. That's talking about if you're eating pulsar grisin or something of that type of food. You know, you're having chicken soup. You don't enjoy chicken soup being watered down by the rain coming in. But if you don't, you know, if you're having a piece of cake, you know, and it's a little drizzle, you know, so if it doesn't bother you personally, so stay in the sukkah.
Even if it ruins the soup, if I personally don't mind that the soup's colder, is that what you say?
Batel daitan, or how does it batel daitan? Most people would find that bothers them.
But talking about the soup, so you're allowed to go to eat your soup in your house, right?
So you want now the second term in Steyr is once. You go in to the house, and you actually start your meal in the house. You're not mechuyev to go outside even if the rain stopped. That's also part of the way a person would. You know, I'm in my room. There's a problem in the room. I go to another room and I sit down over there and I sit down over there. So I stay there. And when I finish the meal, I go out back. Then I'm mechuyev to go back to the sukkah. But I'm allowed to finish off my meal inside. So the mitzvah will allow me to finish off the meal inside.
So why shouldn't that putter you up the first night? Meaning, if that's a mitzvah, then that should be a mitzvah, and you should... You
know, that's only the part, it's not mechayev you tircha to go out. Right? But that's what I said, if you go to bed already, but the first night, you have a chiv to get yourself into a situation. So once it stopped raining, and you benched already, so where's your tzar? That's why I said you should leave yourself room, you know, in economy. You know,
but if you're in the middle of the meal, you should finish your meal bench.
So then, theoretically, you're not mechuyev to be masik in the middle of the meal. The only issue which I have about that is, since you have a suffix, it's an interesting hechatimsa, right? You're mitzvah deraisa to do according to one sheet, which you didn't do yet. Even though the term is tired, but you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. So here's a hechatimsa, when the mitzvah is eating, you can't eat before eating, because you're in the middle of eating.
There's still a mitzvah sudas yomtiv, even if you're not in the sukkah, meaning...
Right, because the person didn't reach Shema yet. So you become the master of your suit and didn't reach Shema, because you can't eat before you reach Shema.
Wasn't it?
Right? The person, you know, person, yontif by day, the person didn't take lulav yet. So he can't, he started eating and say, well, I forgot my lulav. So now to keep eating, I'll take lulav later on. You're doing lulav now, you have to stop right now.
You master, I thought it's just that you have to, before benching, you have to.
Where?
By Krishna.
No.
It's in the middle of the meal.
You have to stop, you don't have to continue eating. Before Krishna. The case where people do it at the end is because like this. You read Shema in the shul. It was Ben Shmosh. This is a suffix. Maybe you might say, that's all. But if you body did not reach Shema, no way, you decide to sit down and have the Suda before Marv, you know. And then it's ready, Zman already. You say, well, what are you doing over here? No, you can't. See, if you started before Behetter, you started Bisri, you started Zman, so you Mukhiv Dimafsi.
But you didn't start Bisri, you started Behetter because it was learning.
I know, it's a funny Hechad, I don't know how to do it. Okay, so this Allah, if you sit down in the house, so you're not Mukhiv to go back, the Tircha, you're not Mukhiv to go back for the Tircha, that's only once you started the meal. So I have this aura. So what happens? It's one of these days on and off raining. So you set up in the sukkah. You come home with, it's about to start. It starts raining. You run inside and you set everything up. You put all the plates down, all the forks down, all everything down, and then it stops raining. You go outside again. So walk inside and start eating, and then set the table. Because otherwise, it's a ping pong. It's Yontif, you have to set the table, argue with the ladies, it's Yontif, you have to set the table. Good, so the time you set the table, it's going to stop raining, we'll go back outside again, which has happened, I've lived through that. More than once, back and forth, It just, I'm taking my bread, and I'm eating right now. You can set your table after I ate. Now I'm inside, you can set the table, I'm not going to go out if it stops raining. The back and forth is very difficult.
Why wouldn't it be the case of the start? Once you reset it at the
end? No, it's mitzvah is the middle of a meal, you don't go out. The fact that you set the table is a mishagas. When you live in a community with a communal circle situation, the situation of raining was a half attempt of making your life functional. Unless you're running to some, sukkah, who knows where to. Oh, it's raining. Oh, let's eat. Let's set a table first. Said, no. Let's eat, and then we'll deal with the table afterwards. Mishmur does say, however, let's say you're sitting in the sukkah and you have a shlak. So you cover it. It started raining. You cover the shlak. Well, stop raining. So you mechuyev to stop the meal and undo the shlak. So he says, if it's just a question of pulling some rope inside of the thing, that you mechuyev to do. If you had to go actually climb on top of the roof to undo it, he says maybe that's also the p'tur of you have the p'tur. Mishabura also talks about.
I mean, even if it's an easy thing, why would you have to do it? The whole word is mechuyev coming from.
What?
Even if it's
because it's not mitzvah. The first case of Dei Tadura.
Right now, if you were inside, you wouldn't have to move back.
If I'm inside, and it's raining and thing, and I can just turn a button and it'll stop raining. So I'd rather move to a different room than turn the button. No, I would turn the button. So that's what I'm doing in the sukkah right now. I have attempts to make a sukkah, kosher sukkah. I have to,
you're saying, put it on. I thought that you were talking, if it was raining, and you had it on, then you have a chiyuv to take it off if it's not raining.
Yeah, so if you could turn a button, so you would stay in the room if you could. The term of mitzvah is, it's all. I'm not gonna. Once I'm in my house, I move to a different room. I didn't move to a different room. I'm here. So what's the term of mitzvah? So I understand. Meal my meal in my house to go and fix the roof. I wouldn't do. So here, I'm gonna go fix the roof. I wouldn't do. But if I could push a button, I would do it. All right. This verse has interesting aura. So let's say you have a situation where it rained and you didn't have a cover, you never shlak. So even after it finishes raining, it's still dripping in, and you're potter, you're mitzdayim. But if your neighbor has a sukkah, you're not potter because you go to your neighbor's sukkah. If he has a dry sukkah, you can go to your neighbor's sukkah. You knock on the door and say, can I use your sukkah? As long as it's not involved in a significant tirka.
We're just going to make it obvious with that
neighbor. I don't know, Mr. Brewer, I guess in those days they didn't mind people joining them. You should make good relations with your neighbors. I think that's the. Okay.
Can you just use
some recycle?
You
probably have what? That's their own house. You want to know does the Svar Nichol Elinish Levin apply? Pashas it does. Yeah. Now, the same way there's a term mitzdayer for Echila, there's a term mitzdayer for Shina. So So the Rama says in his area where they, you know, it was very cold. Now you have to understand. Remember, you know, where I don't, you know. If you look at a map and you see where, you know, Lithuania and Poland are vis-a-vis us, they're about, you know, about Krakow is about the same height as Montreal, and Vilna is the same height as in England. What's not London? Where she was in Gateshead. Yeah, 65 degrees north. We're 40 degrees north. So you're talking about it's much colder. It was quite colder in Sukkot's time. He says you're potter because of the cold. Or he says you're potter for a different reason. He says you're potter because a person was married, so they didn't have private sukkahs. He couldn't, because the husband couldn't have his wife, you know, he didn't have a bedroom for him and his wife. So he's a mitzdayer because he can't do ru, or he's a mitzdayer because he doesn't have his wife there. Now, that doesn't apply to a bacher, obviously, right? And the heter of cold doesn't apply by day. At nighttime, it's not a cold. You know, it's like, I can argue, you know, it's cold, it's hard. But by daytime, the chari should. So, but Rosh Hashanah has an interesting cheshbon. He says, let's say you're sleeping in the sukkah, and you want to sleep in the sukkah by day, and there's people in the sukkah. So, you're the same way there's a mitzvah of, you know, of it's. You're not comfortable in the sukkah with all the bugs flying around, you know. So these are big human bugs, you know. You know, I want to sleep, and the guy's schmoozing over here, you know. So if a person...
Does darkness mean the same thing?
What?
Well, it's not dark enough for the sukkah.
You know, I don't know.
I mean, the communal...
Theoretically, if most people... so much bothers most people, I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't relate to that. The way I live, I can sleep anywhere and anything. Lights on, lights off, doesn't make a huge type of difference.
But in a communal sukkah, if it bothers you to be with a lot of people, if you start to not having private meal,
for sleeping? For meals?
No, for meal.
Possibly. So you have to make a sukkah.
What?
So you have to make a sukkah.
Maybe it's you start.
So you should have made a sukkah. If you have a situation where your only sukkah you have is a sukkah which is mistire constantly, so you're not yours, it's a sukkah.
So that's the only one you could have.
Why not? Build one.
In case of Europe. You can.
If you couldn't, you couldn't. You'd be potter. To build a sukkah chachil in a place where you're mitztayer.
You're not building it, it's a shul.
Saying, but okay. If a person will build a sukkah chachil in a place where he's a mitztayer, so Mishnah Berurah says it could be not yours, it's a bitl on the mice of sukkah. So he says, in a chiddush, he says, even if you built it chachil in a way, unless it's not shaykh over here, where, let's say, it bothers, it's uncomfortable for sleeping. The Rambam says, if you build a sukkah in a place where it's uncomfortable for sleeping, so your mitzvah, you didn't build it properly, could be not even yourself for achila. Because you didn't build a sukkah properly. You didn't build a sukkah in a way which can be used the way you're supposed to use a sukkah. Except for, let's say, you live in a place which is cold, and it's impossible to sleep there. So over here, a sukkah is basically, its function is for achila. But a place where, theoretically, it would be normal to be, you could make a sukkah for both, and you only make a sukkah for one, right? So you built it in a way where, so his calculus over there was you built it in a place where it wasn't safe. And you could have built it in your backyard and you'd have it be a safe place. You could sleep there and you could eat there. You built it in your front yard and it's not safe to sleep in your front yard because who knows who's hanging around in the front yard. So who asked you to build your sukkah like that? The Rama holds you, it could be not yard, it's in the midst of sukkah. You know, you eat there. Because you have to build it in a way where you could sleep. Let's say you live in a place where wherever you build it, it's not safe. So you talk a part of from sleeping there. I actually slept in a sukkah in Borough Park, but remember my bowl of bus was held very clear that your potter held because sleeping outside in Borough Park, you know, in the middle of Brooklyn, like you have to be mashugan to sleep outside, and you know who knows who's gonna wander in. They make a bracha. I made a bracha on food, so then for sure that's for sure.
Well, that would work normally. You wouldn't have to make a separate bracha by sleeping.
If I come to go to bed and I make a bracha, a chila, then it's not that a yotze.
It's right after.
Right. Even if you go inside to get to use the bathroom like that, but it's not a hefsek. Okay, one more halacha over here. And then we got to go to the Suda. I have more than one more halacha to do, but anyway. But just, I want to point out, let's say a person This came up recently. Somebody asked me a shayla in Hilchos Talos. Actually, came up to me on Yom Tov today also. Magen Rama says if a person sits down in a sukkah and in the middle of the meal he goes to visit somebody else's sukkah, even though he had das lechatchila, he's going to do that. He has to make, and he comes to the other sukkah, he has to make a bracha leishev, and if he wants to spend time in there, he has to make a leishev in the new sukkah. And he comes back to his sukkah, he has to make a bracha leishev back in his sukkah. So, Mr. Rupert, that's the Magen of Rama, then the end of Tov Reish Lamed Tes.
But he doesn't have to make a matzah?
No.
So, how does that work together?
So, the Mishabura says that the Magen of Rama is going to Shittosoi, that he paskins that Halicha is considered a hefsik, like Gabi Hilchas Talos. Magen Rama Simon Ches holds a case where a person put on his talus, took off his talus, and went somewhere else, and came back, he makes a new bracha on the talus. He says, even I, the Kuli Alma, by talus, if you put on a second talus, you do make a bracha. So at the Beis Meir, we don't look at the mitzvah sukkah, like each one is a different chefs of mitzvah. Sometimes there's a chefs of mitzvah called the sukkah, and I'm in yotzei the mitzvah of that mitzvah, and I'm yotzei this mitzvah. There's one mitzvah that's sitting in the sukkah, wherever the sukkah is. So the chefs of the sukkah is not kaveyan. So we pass it, not like the Magen of Rama. Or he brings out our friend argue on the Magen of Rama and say that you would not make a bracha in that situation. Therefore, he says the best eitzah is not to go out in the middle of your meal because you get involved in a machlokes. What to do? So it's interesting. Interesting kenach and lomdus over here. He says by talus, each separate beggar is a separate key of tzitzis. So you put on a second talus, you make even a new mitzvah, new bracha, the kuliyam. By sukkah, there's not sure there's a separate mitzvah sukkah in each sukkah. There's one mitzvah to sit in each, I am mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. The sukkah is not the chefs of mitzvah. I'm using that sukkah for chefs of the mitzvah.
What's that new talus?
If I would put on one talus and do shini mokum, come back and put on a different talus.
A different talus.
Right.
But if you put on your talus, took up your talus, and went home, came back.
Put on your own talus, and you had to ask for that.
Right. No new bracha.
No new bracha. Which Magen Rama says yes. But somebody asked me this, asked me this today. You know, he went out and came back and left the talus. What does he do? He said, "You don't make another bracha."
Why, even if he doesn't have das, to go into the other sukkah?
What?
Even if he doesn't have das,
if the chadchila he didn't, if the he's saying, "Well, come to Magen of Rama, for sure you make a bracha." According to the Shita, you don't make a bracha if you didn't have das and you're a nimlach to go. So then, it is considered a hefsek. That's very negay of the sukkah hab. Right, it's whatever. You're not from Silver Spring, right? So, according to Magen Avraham, you make a bracha on every single sukkah that you go to. So, and Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do this because it's interesting chinuch that we do for the kids. We mechana them do something like Mishnah Berurah you shouldn't do.
It's a new meal each time. So
what?
Eat something there each sukkah.
So, but that's machloekes because you have das lechatchila. You're gonna go, you make a bracha on the first sukkah.
You have forced dash not do that. That you think was separate.
I don't know.
You're eating little candies anyway, so it's not gonna be.
Okay, very good.